I don't know if you've heard the news yet or not.
Yeah, I heard that there's been a considerable change in the economic status of Astrocade.
I guess you talked to Hauser?
No, where did I get? I forget right now. They went into Chapter 11, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, you heard fast.
Well, good news, you know, whatever.
Well,
anyway.
The reason I called you last night was to take two things, to get your coat size.
Oh, yeah.
And to also tell you that. I figured you, mm-hmm. you would find that out soon enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nitron is not active today. They've been suspended on the stock market based on this kind of news, I guess.
Yeah, was it in Wall Street Journal?
I haven't seen it, but I looked at the stock ticker, and it says trading suspended for 2 days based on news coming up.
And their stock's going to disappear.
Yeah.
Well, they're, to some extent, it's Nitron's fault.
Hmm.
They tried to take us over by, I think, I'm not going to get into the battle, but
that's right.
I think that they tried to get us, a lot of it was our fault. Most of it was our fault. But to some extent, they helped create the problem. Because they wanted to take it over from the day they started building it. And the day that they got involved, they were convinced that they were going to take it over.
Mm-hmm.
And did a lot of things toward that end. But they wouldn't have been any better than us at making it work. Or when I say us, I'm talking about Astrocade.
Yeah, sure.
They just weren't the right company for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole bunch of things. But the fact is that at least the Chapter 11 keeps a dwindling hope alive.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you that one thing you may be very interested in is that the European marketplace, we're not sure if the European marketplace is affected or not, but if it's not affected, if ITT does in fact continue to build this.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It may rejuvenate some things back here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can build it way cheaper than we can.
Uh-huh.
So, at any rate, I wanted to call you and let you know what's happening.
Yeah, well, it's...
Before you came to CES, I didn't know. You know, I talked to you, called you first, and I couldn't get you, so I talked to Hauser.
Mm-hmm.
And, I really ought to call Moses.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure somebody has noticed.
Before I forget, it's a 38 long.
38 long.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't want to let that one go down the crank.
Yeah, that's right.
Most important.
Right. That was the real thing. It's going to be, actually it'll take the heat off of it a little bit after the show. It's not great news, but it's not, it at least keeps us, what you were going to run into at the show,
complaints.
Animosity.
Yeah. A lot of complaints, I can understand.
A lot of complaints, a lot of animosity. Well, now what you'll get is sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Not only sympathy, you'll get some sympathy, but you'll also get a lot of just inquisitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Which won't be the kind of belligerent animosity that you would have gotten prior to this announcement.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of Apollo, for instance, you know, if Apollo were not doing well and not in Chapter 11, my attitude would be to go over and say, what's wrong with you guys? You have everything going for you. You know, but now that they're in Chapter 11, you go over and you say, well, what's going to go on? Do you think you can make a comeback?
Yeah, right, sure.
So it's going to change the, I hope it does anyway, because I wasn't looking forward to this show at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jim... And I have been, well, Jim and everybody has been hampered through the entire life of this thing. As much as you guys, you know, you know, we would listen to you fellas and know that what you were saying is correct because that's what we were saying, but there was just no way we could have any effect on it.
Yeah, you couldn't implement anything.
We couldn't implement a thing.
And,
you know, oftentimes it may have seemed like we didn't care or that we weren't interested in. And Hauser especially gave us a lot of tremendous suggestions and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he may have felt that nobody cared, and that wasn't the case at all.
Yeah.
Our hands were completely strapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but anyway, it has a possibility of continuing on. We don't know in what form or what. But
well, sure.
The product has been recognized. The one thing AstroKate did was get the product out there to where it is finally getting a lot of free press.
Yep. Right.
A lot of recognition. And I just bought three of the newest video game magazines by three different magazine companies.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of them talk about AstroKate and how great it is and all of that stuff. And of course, they don't even know that we can run it at double that resolution. And some of the ideas that Perkins has for it and so forth.
Yeah, but you can't do it the way it stands. You got to beef it up a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The way Perkins, Perkins has some ideas for it.
Yeah, okay.
Would change the chipset, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really change the chipset.
Yeah, okay.
Because to go high resolution, you get some flicker, beating in the picture and mishmash and stuff like that that has to be taken care of. But
details. Details.
Details.
All right.
I mean, real easy stuff to take care of if you commit yourself to doing it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, at any rate, I guess I'll see you at Vegas. We'll be at the Dunes Hotel.
The Dunes, okay.
Yeah, not the Sands. We'll be at the Dunes.
Okay.
If you talk to Hauser, make sure you reiterate that to him. I'm not sure I mentioned it.
Okay, yeah, we'll do.
I know he's coming directly to the show, so
yeah.
I probably failed to mention it to him. Okay? Thanks a lot.
Okay, Tom. Let's see. I think I get there about 10 o'clock or 10:30, something like that. I forgot right now. Thursday morning. And,
okay. We'll be at the show.
Yeah.
Just come straight on over there.
Okie doke.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. I'll see you.